Time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, good evening, everyone, from Meade High School in Meade, Nebraska. Tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs are on the road, getting set to do battle with the Meade Raiders. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight is a long ways out here. We've stretched the Sunny 101.3 microphone cords out to about their limit. We are located west of Omaha, just east of Wahoo, if you're familiar with where Meade is located. And we're in a really nice new gymnasium that they built here at Meade High School. Tonight, the first game of our doubleheader in the girls' varsity contest, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, the Meade Raiders. Well, in terms of win-loss records, their seasons thus far have been somewhat less than stellar. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs at 5-10 on the year, but they're coming off of a big win over Fall City. The Meade Raiders are just 2-14. So looking at the win-loss records and looking at their season records, who they've played, who they've defeated, who they've lost to, this on paper appears to be a pretty good matchup in this girls' varsity game. So we're looking forward to a good one. Of course, the second half of our doubleheader tonight will be the boys' varsity game, and we know that's going to be a dandy. Coach Jim Weeks has got his Auburn boys at 13-1 on the year. Their only loss was back in December by 4 points to Plattsmouth. Meanwhile, the Meade Raiders have racked up an 11-4 record out here at Meade, so that's going to be a great matchup, too. And I'm really looking forward to both of these ball games for the broadcast here this evening. Do want to remind you that we also have basketball tonight on our sister station, KTNC. Dylan Hendricks has the call tonight as the Fall City Tigers are hosting the Weeping Water Indians. That's also a girl-boy doubleheader. Should be getting underway right about now with that girls' varsity contest. Again, that's over on KTNC. And, of course, all of our broadcasts can be heard on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select either KTNC or KLZA, whichever station you're wanting to listen into. We also have an app that you can load onto your cell phone, the MSC Radio app, and that is really slick. You download that onto your phone, and you're just two clicks away from being able to listen to either KTNC or Sunny 101.3 or any of the other four stations that are part of the MSC Radio group. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups here for this girls' varsity contest. First of all, for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs on the road, they will start Grace Snyder. Snyder's a 5'2 freshman. She's averaging 2.4 points per ball game. Addie Darnell is a senior, 5'5, just under double digits. She's the leading scorer on this team, averaging 9.8 points per game. And Addie's had a big week. She signed her letter of intent to run track for the University of South Dakota, so congratulations to Addie on that. Ariel Frank in the starting lineup, a 5'7 senior, 4.5 points per ball game. Emery Snodgrass, a second freshman in the starting lineup for Auburn. Emery, a 5'5 freshman, 3.9 points per game. And round out the starting five is Morgan Stanley. Stanley, a 5'9 junior, 2.2 points per ball game. The Bulldogs are coached by Coach Kalen Smith. As we said, they are 5-10 on the year. Starting lineup for the Meade Raiders at home tonight, they are 2-14. They're coached by head coach Lyle Havelka. They'll go with Jersey O'Brien. O'Brien is a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 3 points per ballgame. Ella Wagonek. Wagonek just a freshman at 5'3, 2 points per ballgame. Aubrey Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer is a 5'8 freshman, and she's the leading scorer on this Lady Raider team with 7.4 points per game. Olivia Lee, another freshman at 5'5, 4.4 points per ball game. And Stella Charles rounds out the starting five for the Raiders. She is a 5'6 senior, 2.6 points per ball game. So Auburn is starting two freshmen in the starting lineup. Meade is starting three freshmen on the floor for this varsity contest. That's going to be a really young starting lineup out there for the top 10 on the floor as we get underway tonight here at Meade. Getting set for the introduction of the starting lineups, and I assume our national anthem coming up also. Looks like we're going to do the starters first. We'll take a one-minute break and gamble here. Take a one-minute timeout. I'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Meade Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Meade Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Meade Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And you joined us for the final few bars of our national anthem. I got to tell you, folks, at home, work on the radio is great. I have fun with this. But sometimes I really miss out on some great photo opportunities. During the national anthem, across the way, an elderly gentleman, I'll call him elderly, wearing a veteran's hat, proudly stood and saluted the flag. And right next to him, what obviously were a pair of grandsons, couldn't have been more than 4 or 5 years old, both stood at attention and saluted the flag through that entire national anthem. What a photo that would have been. Here's a tip. It's going to be controlled by the Bulldogs. Coming up with the basketball is Grace Snyder into forecourt. She gives it off to Addie Darnell, and she'll set the offense. Comes to Snyder on the left wing, looking in the paint to the top of the circle. Across the court, it goes to Morgan Stanley. Stanley again finds Darnell at the free throw line. Is Ariel Frank to the left wing. They lob the pass inside in traffic. It gets tipped away, knocked out of bounds, goes off the fingertips of Meade. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn will inbound it. Grace Snyder will trigger it in on the baseline, left side under her own basket. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Inbounding the ball is Snyder. Lobs it into traffic. Back to Snyder it comes. She'll work to the right side, a cross-court pass. Back to Darnell. Darnell goes to the right side, driving in for the layup, in traffic, kicks it to the corner, baseline left side, trying to move toward the bucket is Frank. Frank can't get there, feet to Snyder, and there's the shot violation, and the girls were not aware that the clock was running out on them. They let the time run out on the shot clock. All right, the basketball goes over to the Meade Raiders, their first possession, Jersey O'Brien to inbound it. O'Brien with the inbound pass finds Olivia Lee. She's tied up in backcourt, gets rid of the ball to Wagonek. Wagonek almost has it dribbled away by Darnell, gets the ball back, goes inside the paint with it to Charles. Charles can't get to the basket, has to come back to the top of the key with it to Brockmeyer. She'll travel with the basketball, and that'll turn it back over to the Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs will get the ball back. 7:05 to play. We've played nearly a minute. No score yet in the contest. Auburn with the basketball. On the dribble comes Addie Darnell to the top of the circle. Darnell works to the left side of the lane. Lobs it inside in traffic. Moving toward the hoop. There's a shot up and off. No good. Putting the shot up under the basket was Morgan Stanley. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to the Raiders. Here comes Meade on the attack. With the basketball inside the paint, it goes to Charles. Stella Charles got tied up in there. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. Foul's going to be on Emery Snodgrass. On Snodgrass, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Bulldogs. Under the basket, they inbound the pass. Shot is up off the glass. Doesn't go. Shot put up by Stella Charles, but she will be fouled. And Charles will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Morgan Stanley. On Stanley, her first team foul number two on the Lady Bulldogs. Stella Charles at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The first one is up and in and out of there. Stella is a 63% free throw shooter on the season thus far. She'll have a second shot coming here. 6:41 to play, first quarter, still no score. Stella Charles, free throw is up and good. And that puts the Meade Raiders up 1-0 here with the early lead. Inbound the pass comes into Darnell, and she'll set the offense. Darnell dribbles across the timeline, works to the left side of the free throw circle. Wanting to go inside to Stanley, can't get it to her. Now it comes back to the top of the key from the right side. A three, banked off the glass and good. Put in by Grace Snyder. Snyder with the first bucket of the night for the Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs go up 3-1. 6:15 to play here in the first quarter. On the fast break, all the way into forecourt to the right side with it is Lee. There's a shot off the front of the rim. Does not go. Put up by Jersey O'Brien. Ball went out of bounds, and it was touched last by Darnell on the baseline. So, they'll inbound it on the baseline, right side under their own basket. Olivia Lee will toss it in here for the Raiders. 6:09 to go, first quarter, 3-1, Auburn on top. Right side dribbling is Brockmeyer. She's the leading scorer on this team. Can't get to the baseline. Brockmeyer hands it back up to Lee. Lee is double-teamed inside, and the basketball is ripped away and stolen away underneath the basket by Emery Snodgrass. Down court with the basketball. On the left side of the lane, all the way in goes Snodgrass for a driving lay-in up, and got it! The basket will count, and she will be fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. Snodgrass just took it in, made the left-handed layup, got it to drop. Foul is going to be called on Ella Wagenknecht. On Wagenknecht, her first. We've got a timeout taken by Meade. 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. 5-1, Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Snodgrass is a 57% free throw shooter on the season. This one is up and off the rim, does not go. A fight for the rebound on the baseline. Coming up with it under the basket is Morgan Stanley. Stanley clears it up top to Darnell. Now Snodgrass backs it between the rings at the top of the circle. Snodgrass again goes to the right side. Had an open look. Turnaround 2-point 12-footer up and off. No good. Rebound brought down by Grace Snyder. Snyder clears it to the left side. Goes to Addie Darnell. Top of the key again comes Snodgrass on the dribble. Snodgrass wants to work to the free throw line. Gives the ball into Ariel Frank. Frank can't get to the basket. Around the horn it comes Snyder. Another open look for three. Off the glass, no. Rebound follow shot. Darnell put back up. Off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Olivia Lee. 5-1. Auburn up by four at the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. We're 3 minutes into the ball game. Meade with the basketball on the dribble on the left wing. Handling it over there is Brockmeyer, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Addie Darnell. On Addie, her first. That's team foul number three on the Lady Bulldogs. Still 5-1. Auburn up by four here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Meade's basketball in forecourt on the side. They inbound it to Olivia Lee. Olivia Lee guarded by Grace Schneider. Man-to-man defense here by Auburn, by the way, and handling the ball now is Lee. Lee falls to the floor, got rid of it, got the ball over to Jersey O'Brien. O'Brien clears it to Brockmeyer on the right elbow. Brockmeyer, free throw line jump shot, up and good. Nice job by Aubrey Brockmeyer to hit the two just inside the top of the key, inside the arc, makes it 5-3. Auburn's lead is cut to two now. Addie Darnell takes it all the way in for a driving layup that goes off the rim and won't go. It sat there for the longest time. Brockmeyer pulls down the rebound for the Mead Raiders. Here comes Brockmeyer into forecourt, top of the key. Hands back to O'Brien. Jersey O'Brien with the basketball. Now flips it over to Olivia Lee into the corner. Stella Charles has the ball. Deep baseline left side. Low post on the right side of the lane with the ball is O'Brien. Jersey O'Brien hands it up top. There's a three that's blocked and a whistle and a foul. And boy, Coach Avelk. The foul is going to be called on Addie Darnell, her second. Coach Schmidt was unhappy with that one. He thought that was a nice, clean-looking block there, and apparently not. So at the free throw line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. That's going to be Aubrey Brockmeyer at the line. Brockmeyer, the leading scorer on this team, averaging 7.4 points per ballgame. Second shot coming for Brockmeyer. It's up. And it's good. This is actually a three-shot situation. She was outside the arc when she put the shot up there. Into the ballgame now for Auburn. Ella Swanson is checking into the lineup. Bree Wehenkel also on the floor now. Wehenkel and Swanson in for Auburn. Third free throw is up, and it's good. So she made two out of three for Brockmeyer. She's got 4 points in the ballgame, and we're tied at five apiece. Addie Darnell down court. Bobs it to Frank. Back to Darnell. It comes to the top of the key. Swanson handles the ball. Now to the near side. That's Bree Wehenkel with the basketball. Backing it back to the top of the key is Emery Snodgrass. Addie Darnell clear out near the midcourt circle now between the rings. 13 on the shot clock. Darnell goes to the right side with the pass. They hold it up over there for a moment. Top of the key. Swanson for a long three off the back of the rim. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds off of Auburn. Into the lineup now, Leila Duvall. Duvall checks in. She will replace Ella Wagonecht for the Mead Raiders. Mead's basketball. Down court, it comes to midcourt. They get the ball inbounded to Elizabeth Brennan. Brennan, a cross-court pass to the left side, stolen away with the steal. Coming up with it is Snodgrass. Snodgrass made the steal, goes down court to the right side, finds Swanson. Back up top, it comes to Snodgrass. Now handling it is Addie Darnell. Darnell works to the right side of the lane, to the near side. On the wing, Bree Wehenkel handles the ball. Here's the Snodgrass trying the long three. This off the left side, doesn't go in. The rebound taken away by Aubrey Brockmeyer. Down court with the ball. Brockmeyer at the free throw line, puts it inside. Here's a fall-away shot short off the front of the rim by Elizabeth Brennan. And the rebound brought down by the Bulldogs. Quickly down court to the left side. That's Bree Wehenkel for three. In and out of there. Boy, that one, she had a wide open look. Just couldn't get it to stay in the hole. And it popped out on her. It's still tied at five with 2:35 to play here now in the first quarter. This is Olivia Lee on the dribble, being harassed out there by Bree Wehenkel. Now dribbling to the baseline right side. Oh, nice looking defense there. Great looking defense on the part of the Bulldogs by Ariel Frank. Frank just got up and swatted that shot by Elizabeth Brennan away and knocked it out of bounds. 19 on the shot clock. 2:27 to go in the quarter. We're tied at five. Top of the circle with it. That's Brockmeyer with the dribble. She'll launch a three and banks it off the glass and got it. Brockmeyer hit that one high off the glass and then banked it into the hole. And it's 8-5. Mead up by three now. Here come the Lady Bulldogs down court. Wehenkel with a pass to the right side. In driving, laying up. Off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Going to the basket there was Addie Darnell. And Darnell was fouled on the baseline, I believe, by Stella Charles. No, check that. It's going to be on Olivia Lee. Olivia Lee called for the personal. Addie Darnell at the free throw line. She's a 69% free throw shooter on the year. She hits the first one. She'll have a second shot. For Addie, that is her first point of the night. Taking a break now, Emery Snodgrass leaves the game. Morgan Stanley checks back in. Second free throw for Addie Darnell is up. This one is off the back of the iron, but the rebound follow shot put back is up and good. And getting the put back was Morgan Stanley for her first bucket. Stanley got that one to drop. And that ties us up at 8 once again. Full court pressure being applied now by Auburn. In backcourt on the dribble, we got a 10-second call. Great pressure down there. Ella Swanson had the girl trapped out here on the sideline. She couldn't find anybody to throw it to. And kind of a one-man wrecking crew there, and Ella Swanson got the 10-second count, and Auburn gets the basketball back. 1:46 to go first quarter. We're tied at 8. Wehinkel inbounds the ball, puts it into Darnell. Darnell right side comes to the top of the key with it. Ella Swanson in the paint finds Wehinkel. Again to Darnell around the defender. Darnell floater off the glass right side. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer clears it out of heavy traffic. A cross court pass to Wagonek. Wagonek wants to bring it all the way down to the right side of the lane. Had an open look. Passed it up. Gives the ball back to the top of the key to Brennan. Elizabeth Brennan feeds inside. There's a driving layup up and off. No good. Bulldogs come down with the rebound. Auburn ends up with the ball. Boy, they let that go on forever without a held ball being called. And finally, Morgan Stanley just ripped it away from the defender for Meade. 1:03 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8 apiece. And we've got a, looks like a turnover on the Bulldogs. They're going to give the ball back once again to the Meade Raiders here. So 21-0, midway through the second quarter, the Fall City girls are trailing Weeping Water. Wow. That game being heard over on KTMC. Back here at Meade, down court, jump shot right side off the rim does not go. And the rebound went out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Less than a minute to go here in the quarter. 50 seconds to play first period. We're tied at 8 apiece. Auburn comes on the attack. Underneath the Morgan Stanley. Shot is up. In and out. Couldn't get it right underneath a bunny. Rebound comes down to Olivia Lee. Fast break the other direction. Shot is up. It's off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Ella Swanson gets the board. Outlet pass to Addie Darnell. Darnell will come to Bree Wehinkel on the left wing. Lob pass into traffic. Back it in. Shot off the glass up. And good. Nice move to the basket. Right into the face of a couple of defenders there for the Auburn Bulldogs. And that was Ariel Frank with her first bucket of the night. And it's 10-8. Auburn up by 2. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Meade at the top of the key. They're going to have to hurry. They get a shot off. That's good. A three. Hitting a three from the right wing was Novak. She got it down. And it's 11-10. Meade is up by 1 after one period. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the recorded music being played during the timeouts and at the quarter breaks. The coaches are down here trying desperately to communicate with their team and their huddles. And they have exceptionally loud recorded music playing over the PA system here at Meade. Difficult for coaches on both teams to talk to their players with that music blasting, but they turn it off now, fortunately. All right, a fresh 8 minutes on the clock. We move to the second quarter. Meade on top, 11-10. Meade will have the basketball first possession on the left wing. Brockmeyer with the ball. Top of the key, up to Lee. To the right side, there's a long two off the glass, no good. And pulling down the rebound is Morgan Stanley. Stanley gives the outlet pass up court. Off to Bree Wehinkel. She'll find Addie Darnell. Back to Wehinkel on the right wing. Lob pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Morgan Stanley with the basket. Stanley was just waiting under the basket for the pass, and they really don't have an answer to stop her. Nobody here to matches up with Morgan Stanley underneath the basket, as she did well on that shot. Here comes Meade now on the attack down in the corner. Stella Charles handles the ball, and it's taken away with a steal. Under the basket, coming up with it is Alice Swanson. Swanson gets the outlet pass out to Addie Darnell, and Darnell's down court with it. Looking for Swanson. Morgan Stanley posting up under the basket there again. They'd like to get it into her. Now they fronted her that time, so there was no pass there. Darnell on the right wing with the ball. To the top of the key it comes. Three-way ankle, right side, pass nearly stolen. There's a three from the right side, comes up short, but a whistle and a foul from behind. Foul is going to be called on the Meade Raiders. Let's see, they're going to put that on Olivia Lee, her second, at the free throw line for the Bulldogs. I believe that's Darnell down there. First free throw is up and off, no good. That one would not drop. She'll have a second shot coming here. Second free throw on the way. This is a three-shot free throw situation here, too. Missed both of the first two. So Addie is now one out of four from the line on the night. She'll have another attempt coming here. This one is up, and it's good. She got that one, and that's Addie Darnell's second basket of the night from the line. She's got two, and it's 13-11 now. Put the ball on the right side. Shot is up off the back of the backboard, and rebound's going to come down to Auburn. So the Bulldogs will have the basketball. Darnell into forecourt. Bounce pass underneath. Morgan Stanley goes up with a shot, whistle, and a foul. And Stanley will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Stella Charles, her first, team foul number two. Morgan Stanley, just a 32% free throw shooter on the season from the line. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and hits the back of the rim and bounces off. Morgan has 4 points on a pair of field goals tonight. She'll have a second shot coming here. 6:31 to go here in the second quarter, 13-11, Auburn on top. Second shot is up, and wait a minute. I think they're going to say, yep, it went, but they say she stepped across the line. A lane violation, stepped over the line, so the basket will not count, even though it went in the hole. All right, 13-11, Auburn up by two, 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Meade Raiders basketball, left wing, Jersey O'Brien handles the ball. There's a thinking about the two in the corner, turnaround jump shot up and good. Nice move to the basket by Aubrey Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer has 9 points already. Her season average is 7.4 per game, and she's the leading scorer on the team. She already has 9 tonight, so Brockmeyer off to a good start here in the first half. There's a long three that's up and good from the left elbow. Nailing the three was Ella Swanson. Swanson, the 5'5 junior, launched a three-pointer from way out here on the left elbow, put it down. Now the ball's going to be tipped away by Darnell. Swanson dives after it on the floor, and we're going to have a held ball call. Swanson and Brennan, Elizabeth Brennan, were on the floor going after it. Alternating possession arrow favors Auburn, so the Bulldogs will get the basketball. Bree Wehinkle will inbound it. Wehinkle almost stepped over the line on the inbound. Tosses it in to Darnell. Addie Darnell, who just signed this week with the University of South Dakota to run track for him next year. From the corner, a long three for the Bulldogs, nailing that one deep in the corner on the right side. Again, that was Swanson that put that one in there. Ella Swanson with her second three-pointer of the night. This one came down deep in the corner on the right side. 19-13, biggest lead of the game for the Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs up by six. Ball is loose. With the steal, Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle gets the steal, gets it off to Darnell. She'll push it down the court. Darnell sets the offense. It's a man-to-man defense here by the Meade Raiders. There's another three from the corner up and off, no good by Swanson, but the rebound to Morgan Stanley. Now another three on the way from the right side, up and good. Getting that one was Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle hits the three, and we've got a timeout taken on the floor by the Meade Raiders. 4:48 to go, first half. 22-13, Bulldogs up. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family. when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, in the game being heard tonight over on KTNC, the Fall City Tigers are hosting the Whitney Water Indians. And the report we've got midway through the second quarter, Weeping Water leading Fall City 21-0. So Tigers having a tough time of it over on KTNC. We've got a good one going here. Auburn leading the Mead Girls 22-13. And that's with 4:48 to play here in the second quarter at Mead. Lots of threes here tonight so far. Snyder's got a three. Wehinkle got one just before the timeout. Ella Swanson has hit a pair. Only one or two three-pointers, I guess, for the Mead Raiders. All right, here comes Mead on the attack with the ball. Into forecourt to the right side on the wing. Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer's having a big night. She can't get a look. There's a three from the left wing that's up and off no good. And the rebound taken away by Addie Darnell. Darnell's going to push the ball down quickly. This time goes to Alice Swanson. Swanson across court to the right side. Bray Winkle with the basketball. They're moving it quickly. This Swanson in the corner. Open look three. Wait a minute. An offensive foul away from the basketball. Somebody for the Bulldogs got caught pushing off under there, and that was Morgan Stanley. So Stanley picks up her second personal. Addie Darnell also has two. 4:21 to go here in the first half. 22-13, if you're just checking in, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Mead Raiders at this point. Olivia Lee at the top of the key. Oh, she tried to find Wagonek in the corner, and it went over Wagonek's head out of bounds. Auburn will get the basketball back. Ray Wehinkle will inbound it. Wehinkle inbounds the pass to Addie Darnell. Darnell sets the offense as the point guard at the top of the key. Goes back to Wehinkle right side. Wehinkle comes to the top of the key around the horn left side. There's Darnell in the paint. Three from the top of the key. Off the glass, banked in there. Ariel Frank with the bank shot on the three-pointer. Hit it off the glass and dropped it in. And suddenly Auburn has opened up a 12-point lead, 25-13. Lady Bulldogs with their biggest lead thus far this evening. Left wing is Wagonek with it. A three from the corner is up and off, no good, and pulling down the rebound for the Lady Dogs, Ariel Frank. Frank gets the ball down court quickly into forecourt to Ella Swanson on the left wing. Swanson, top of the key. Morgan Stanley has the ball taken away. Fast break, driving, laying up, no whistle, and a foul. And that's going to be Morgan Stanley's third personal. She just picked up her third. And that will bring off of the bench Collins Wehinkle. Collins Wehinkle will be checking in here in a moment. We'll see who we've got at the line. I think it's Olivia Lee up there. Free throw is up and good. She got the first one. That's her first point of the night. Olivia Lee, a 5'5 freshman. One of three freshmen starting here for Mead. She's just a 28% free throw shooter, but she got that one. Second shot coming up here for the freshman, and it's good also. She may be 23 or 28% on the season, but she's 100% tonight from the line. 25-15. The lead is 10 now for Auburn with 3:15 to go in the first half. Wehinkle with the ball on the right side. That's Collins Wehinkle. Collins Wehinkle, top of the key, lobs it into traffic. Bounce pass right side. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. This foul is going to be called on Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer picks up her first, team foul number three of the quarter. Auburn's basketball will inbound it, trigger it in, baseline right side under their own basket to the top of the key, into the corner. Down to Swanson it comes, back up top. Between the rings, backing it out here is Addie Darnell. Darnell gets a pick, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Collins Wehinkle. Collins tried to set a pick there, and they say she was moving along, got called for the foul. That's her first personal, and that's team foul, I believe number three, on the Lady Bulldogs. Back into the ball game now, checking in for Auburn is Grace Snyder. Also back onto the floor comes Emery Snodgrass. Sitting out will be Swanson and Bree Wehinkle. 2:51 to go first half, 25-15, Auburn up by 10. With the basketball, the Mead Raiders come down court. They'll set their offense on the dribble. Leah Duvall with the ball. around the horn right side. Here's a three from the right corner that's off the rim. No. Great job on the board defensively, pulling it down there for the Bulldogs, getting the rebound. Emery Snodgrass quickly down court to Addie Darnell. Darnell hands to Snodgrass. She dribbles between the rings. 2:23 to go here in the first half. Left wing, that's Grace Snyder, the freshman, with the ball. Finds Darnell. Free throw line, open look, free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good. And the rebound fought for. That shot was put up by Ariel Frank. The rebound taken away by the Meade Lady Raiders. Here come the Raiders. They're down the floor in a hurry. On the right side with it to Novak. Novak holds the ball. She's just a freshman. There's a three from the top of the key, up and good by Olivia Lee, another freshman. They have three freshmen on the floor right now for the Meade Raiders. The lead is down to seven at 25-18. A minute 44 to go in the first half. There's a ball came up loose. They get it back and give it to Darnell. Plenty of time, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Grace Snyder goes to the right wing with it. Collins Winkle will try a three that's off the glass. Ball is on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Auburn has it. The ball got away. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn to preserve the possession. 1:25 to go here in the first half. 25-18. Auburn up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Back to live action, Auburn with the basketball. Inbound the pass. Snodgrass, a little floater off the back of the rim. Sat there a minute, then fell off to the right side, and the rebound comes down to Olivia Lee. Olivia Lee, being chased down court by Snodgrass, gets the ball to the left wing. Across it comes to the near side. Open look. Baseline, ball goes off the foot. Here's a long three, up and off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Collins Wehinkle. Collins gives it up now once again to Addie Darnell. Darnell with the dribble to the left wing. Looks over here to Grace Snyder on the left side. Now back to the top of the key to Wehinkle. Grace Snyder, right elbow. Had an open look, passed it up. Around the horn it comes. Snodgrass will try the three. It goes off the rim and won't drop. And we're down to 43 seconds to play here in the first half. Auburn up by 7, 25-18. Raiders basketball. Stella Charles on the dribble. Charles to the right wing. Comes across to Leah Duvall. Duvall top of the key. Goes to Brennan. Brennan throws an elbow and got away with it there. My goodness, right in front of the official. There's a three from the right elbow off. No good. And the rebound pulled down for the Lady Bulldogs. Getting that one underneath the basket, I believe, was Emery Snodgrass. I'll check that. That's Ariel Frank pulled that one down. Into the paint, driving, laying up and off. No good. Darnell struggled for the rebound. Darnell goes to the floor. And here come the Raiders. They're going to run out of time. Half-court shot is up and off. Doesn't go. And at the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs are leading the Lady Raiders of Meade 25-18 will be our halftime score. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Back with the halftime show in 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are, we're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Meade High School. It's halftime, and time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs lead at 25-18. Let's look at the individual numbers. First for the Meade Raiders, Audrey Brockmeyer leads the way. The freshman has 9 points. 5 for Olivia Lee, also a freshman. Adding 3, Elena Novak, also a freshman. And Stella Charles, a senior, with a single point for their total of 18. Free throw shooting, Meade hit 5 out of 7 from the charity stripe. For your Auburn Lady Bulldogs, 25 points on the board, and these points are really scattered around here. Leading the way, Ella Swanson, she came off the bench and has 6. Ariel Frank with 5 at the half. 4 points for Morgan Stanley. 3 points each for Grace Schneider and Bree Wehinkle. And adding 2 points each were Emery Snodgrass and Addie Darnell for Auburn's total of 25. 25-18, that's our halftime score. Auburn incidentally made 2 out of 8. From the free throw line. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast. I'll tell you, it was snowing like crazy here at Meade earlier this evening. I hope that's not moving your way, folks. But anyway, it's halftime, 25-18. We'll take a 2-minute break, update you with the latest weather. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap of the special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. Clearing skies forecasted this evening with bitter cold air, low around 4 below, and north winds gusting at times near 20 miles per hour. Southwest winds will be lighter heading towards Saturday up to around 10 miles per hour, but staying cold. High of only 19 and mostly sunny. More clouds push back in heading towards Saturday night. Areas of snow come in too with a low around 12. We're expecting south winds up to around 20 miles per hour. Southwest winds continue at that mark as we head towards Sunday, but a warmer day, high around 41, and mostly sunny. Passing clouds will come in for Sunday night as temperatures fall back to around 19. We'll hit a high in the lower 40s again for Monday with a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day. Temperatures dip back to 24 as we head toward Monday night with mostly cloudy skies. Then as we look ahead toward Tuesday, similar temperatures are high around 40 and partly sunny. Mostly cloudy skies expected again as we head toward Tuesday night and temperatures fall back to around 20. Cooler for Wednesday with a high around 35 and partly sunny skies. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kuhl on Sunny 101.3.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Mead. At the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Lady Raiders of Mead 25-18, our halftime score. First half of a doubleheader. Boys varsity game coming up after this one. That ought to be a dandy looking at the team records. Interesting backstory to the uniforms that the girls from Mead are wearing tonight. Alternative uniforms they are wearing. They had a fundraiser and bought all new uniforms for both the boys and girls teams as a cancer, a pink out, a cancer awareness night here at Mead. And these aren't t-shirts and shorts. These are legitimate big time uniforms, hot pink numbers, hot pink shorts with white jerseys. It says Raiders across the front of them, and I understand at the end of the game tonight, they're going to auction off the jerseys that belong to the seniors to help raise money to support this Cancer Awareness Week here at Mead. So quite a gesture. It's an unusual-looking uniform out there. Hot pink numbers, hot pink lettering on it, shorts, and white jerseys. You don't see that color combination often on the high school floor. All right, we move to live action. Mead will have the first possession of the basketball. They inbound it to Olivia Lee. Olivia Lee with a bounce pass into the corner right side finds Stella Charles. Back up top, it comes to Lee. She works to the right side with a fall-away jumper. Comes up short to the top of the key. Here's a long three from the top of the key, up and good. Olivia Lee opens the scoring with the three for the Raiders, and suddenly the lead is down to four, 25-21. And now a turnover, over and back error. What a mistake. Just a mental error here on the part of the Lady Bulldogs. As they were bringing the ball up the court, they threw it over and back, back across the midcourt line. So the turnover gives it right back to the Raiders after just hitting the three. They trimmed that seven-point halftime lead to four instantly, and now they've got the ball back and a chance to cut into the lead even more. With it is Olivia Lee into forecourt. Bounce pass into the paint. Olivia puts it into Jersey O'Brien. O'Brien with a fall-away shot that's up and off, no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Ariel Frank. Frank gets it up court here to Emery Snodgrass. She'll take a jump shot from the free throw line that doesn't go. Great job coming in and getting the rebound there by Darnell. Now a long three from the right side is going to be put up by Ariel Frank. It won't go. A fight for the rebound. Held ball is going to be called. On the floor, battling after the basketball was Emery Snodgrass for the Bulldogs. Possession arrow favors Auburn. Bulldogs will have the ball. Snodgrass will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline, right side into her own basket here. Snodgrass, inbounds the pass, comes in with it to Frank. Top of the key, Darnell, right back to Snodgrass. She'll try a 12-footer from the right side that rims around off, no good. And the freshman, Jersey O'Brien, comes down with the rebound. O'Brien still holding on to the basketball, down court. Wagonek, another freshman on the right side. Oh, she had an open look and didn't take it. Wagonek with a double dribble. We have seen more freshmen in this game than we're accustomed to seeing. The Bulldogs started two freshmen. The Raiders started three. They have used five of them extensively here. At one point, they had four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor here for the Meade Raiders. Young, young basketball team. All right, handling the ball is Ariel Frank. Comes to the near side. Emery Snodgrass on the dribble. There's a top-of-the-key three that's off the rim. Won't go by Collins Wehinkle. Collins had an open look, had to take that one right at the top of the key, nobody on her. Hit the back iron and popped out of there. It was just a shade too strong. Other direction comes Ella Wagonek. Oh, Ella Wagonek throws an elbow. And she threw an elbow there at Emery Snodgrass and can't do that. The freshman's going to get tagged for the personal on Ella, her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Raiders. Clock now shows 6:08 to play here. In the third quarter, 25-21, Auburn up by four. Bulldogs coming on the attack. Darnell with the ball on the near side. Across court to Collins Wehinkle. Left wing it comes. Back to the top of the key. Now with it is Ariel Frank. Frank right side, Wehinkle. Now goes underneath the Snodgrass. She backs it back up top to Grace Snyder. Grace Snyder dribbles around the defender, hands the ball off to Darnell. Darnell in the paint, little floater, up and got it. Nice move to the basket by Addie Darnell. That's her first field goal tonight. She's got 4 points now. She went 2 for 5 from the free throw line back in the first half. Now we got a whistle and a foul going to be called on Grace Snyder. Snyder picks up her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Bulldogs. 27-21. The lead is 6 for Auburn. Meade will have the basketball in backcourt on the side to inbound it. They toss it into Stella Charles. Charles gets it down court across the timeline. Olivia Lee. Lee almost had it dribbled away, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Grace Snyder, and that's Grace's second personal here in this quarter. So Grace will take a seat, and to replace her comes Bree Wehinkle. So now Bree Wehinkle and Collins Wehinkle both on the floor tonight at this point, waiting for the inbound pass. They get it tossed in to Olivia Lee. Lee on the right elbow tries to go inside with it, and a reach-in foul. Boy, Auburn's picking up a lot of quick fouls here. This foul's going to be on Collins' Wehinkle. On Collins, that is her second. That's already the third team foul on Auburn, and we've got 5:20 to play here in this third quarter. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. They're just going to let the ball go out of bounds, and Auburn will have it. So three team fouls in the first minute, 2.5 minutes here of this quarter. Now Ella Swanson's going to check back into the lineup. Swanson comes in. Emery Snodgrass, a freshman, will take a breather. I'm just so impressed with all the freshmen that are playing on both teams here tonight. These kids, bunch of 14-year-old girls out here playing, in some cases, against 18-year-old women, and that's an interesting matchup. Right side with the ball is Bray Wehinkle. Great, trying to try a three. It doesn't go down. Rebound taken out underneath by Jersey O'Brien. And you know what? We just got another foul on the Bulldogs. Let's see who this one's on. Foul's going to go on Collins Wehinkle. And that at is Collins' third personal, and that is the fourth team foul. Now, this could become a factor. We've got 4:56 to go in the quarter, and already four team fouls on Auburn. So the next foul, the Lady Raiders are going to be shooting two free throws here. This rule that they instituted, I think, a year or two ago, five fouls to the quarter, and you're shooting two. Oh, nearly a travel there with the basketball. Graciani in the ball game now handling it. Jade Graciani, a sophomore. They give it up top. Brockemeyer. Brockemeyer's their leading scorer. She's got nine. She'll hand it to the left side to Elizabeth Brennan. Brennan fends off a defender. Goes across court with the pass to the corner on the right side. Underneath the basket, it got away. They were looking for Graciani underneath the basket. Caranda tried to go to Graciani, and Graciani couldn't handle it. Went out of bounds, and the Bulldogs get the ball back. Collins Wehinkle will set out now. Checking back in is, I believe, Emery Snodgrass back into the game for the Bulldogs. Auburn down court with the ball. These ponytails really, there's a long three from the corner left side. Hitting the three over there was Ariel Frank. Frank nailed a three from the left wing. These ponytails give John Nixon and I fits down here sometimes. There's a shot up, blocked away nicely. Now reaching in, Collins Wehinkle grabs up the basketball. That was some good defense. Good aggressive defense by Collins because she just picked up two fouls a moment ago. That didn't slow her down a bit. She dove in and went after the ball, got the held ball called. Possession arrow is still going to favor Meade. Nevertheless, great defense by Collins Wehinkle. 30-21. Auburn up by nine, just past the midway point of the third quarter. 3:55 to play in the third period. They inbound it on the baseline underneath. It's swatted away, now grabbed up loose, a three from the wing. Up and off, no good. Coming up with the rebound, Bray Wehinkle. Bray Wehinkle down court. Gets it to Addie Darnell. Addie Darnell driving layup, got fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Addie Darnell will be shooting two. Let's see who they put the foul on. Foul is going to be called on Elizabeth Brennan. On Brennan, her first, second team foul of the quarter. Addie Darnell, a 69% free throw shooter on the season. She's two out of five so far tonight. You're shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. Addie not having a good night at the line. Now two out of six from the free throw line. Only 33% tonight, 69% for the year. This one is up and good. I needed to mention that to Addie sooner, apparently, because she put that one right down the center, nothing but nylon. Makes the lead 10 now for the Lady Bulldogs, 31-21, Auburn on top, 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Getting tied up under here is Brennan. Oh, no, we're going to have a foul called, and that will be the fifth team foul on the Lady Bulldogs. We're going to be shooting until 3:32 to go here. Let's see who the foul was called on. The foul is going to be on Ella Swanson. And that is Ella's first, team foul number five. At the line, Elizabeth Brennan, shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. Elizabeth is a 61% free throw shooter on the year. Shooting 61%, she misses the first one. She'll have another attempt coming here. 3:32 to go in the third quarter, 31-21. Auburn on top, looking to try and pick up their sixth win of the year. Elizabeth Brennan ready to take her second free throw shot. It's up, and this one is good. So she went one out of two. That's her first point of the night. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The lead is nine for Auburn, 31-22. We're at Meade tonight. The Meade Raiders hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. And here come the Lady Bulldogs on the attack. Oh, nice pass underneath. Oh, sneaking in there. Behind everybody, under the bucket, was Bree Wehinkle, and they found her with the pass. She laid it off the glass and dropped it in. 33-22, the lead is 11. This is Jersey O'Brien with the basketball. Jersey O'Brien goes to the right side, and it goes out of bounds. She put the ball into Wagonek. Great defense set up underneath by Addie Darnell. Wagonek just dribbled right into Darnell and lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn up by 11 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They have the basketball. Bray Wehinkle on the dribble. To the left side. A long three is up and good. Nailing the three from out on the left wing. Try and see who put that one down here. I believe that one was put in by Snodgrass. Snodgrass hit that three. Again, the ponytail's causing me problems here. Here's a shot that's up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Bulldogs underneath the basket. Shot is off the glass, up and good by Ariel Frank. Frank laid that one in. Suddenly, it's 38-22, a 16-point lead. Timeout's going to be taken by the Meade Raiders. We'll step aside and take a 30-second timeout also. You're listening to Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
38-22, the Lady Bulldogs with a 16-point advantage now over the Raiders of Meade. This is their biggest lead of the contest. 2 minutes, 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. This is the first half of a doubleheader, that big boys varsity game coming up here later tonight. You'll hear it live right here on Sunny also. Now here come the Raiders down court. Olivia Lee with the dribble. She lost the ball out of bounds. Olivia Lee crossed the midcourt line and went off her foot out of bounds, a turnover. Boy, coming out of the timeout, that's the last thing that Coach Lyle Havelka wanted to see. He took a timeout down by 16, trying to settle the girls down, and on their ensuing possession coming out of the timeout, they dribble the ball off their foot out of bounds. All right, here come the Lady Bulldogs down court. They'll set it up. With the ball, Wehinkle to the left wing. That's going to be Bree Wehinkle handling the ball. Top of the key, long three off the iron, no. Into the corner, rebound comes down to Jersey O'Brien. Jersey falls to the floor, lost the ball out of bounds. But I think they're going to say, yes, Jersey O'Brien touched the last. Auburn's going to have the ball. Darnell will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline, left side down in the corner. Darnell, now she's going to have to hurry. The count was coming. Got it inbounded. And wait a minute. Oh, we got a little child got away. A little girl went running out onto the floor. About maybe 4 years old. And they had to suspend play here as a moment to catch her and get her off the floor. Some mother is hanging her head and embarrassed right now. Not yet kindergarten age, but she just went running right out onto the floor. Haven't seen that for a while. There's a driving lay-in up and off. No. Rebound pulled down by Brockmeyer. Down court, Brockmeyer lost a handle on it. Everybody diving after the loose basketball, and Auburn comes up with it. Brockmeyer and Darnell slow getting up here. Brockmeyer stumbling a little bit. She's hurt. Brockmeyer's in pain. Shot for three is off, no good. Here's the rebound coming down to Novak. Ball is loose. Auburn gets it right back. Now with the dribble to the top of the circle goes Ariel Frank. Now the official is going to take timeout for the injured player. She needs to leave the court here. She's been was obviously in some serious pain here. She's being escorted off. That's Brockmeyer, just a freshman. The referee just stopped play to get the injured player off the floor. And now they resume action with the ball going to Auburn. Bree Wehinkle with the inbound pass. Wehinkle looks to the right side. Comes over to Addie Darnell. Oh, Darnell underneath. Found Swanson under the basket. Swanson is triple-teamed. Back up to Darnell. She goes in for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Got it, and she fouled. Addie Darnell went around the defender, laid it off the glass, got it to drop, drew the foul. She'll be at the line shooting the and one. See who they tagged for that one. The foul is going to go on Olivia Lee. On Olivia, that is her third personal, third team foul of the quarter. Addie Darnell at the line for the and one. The shot is up. Couldn't get it. Off the back of the rim. Bounced out of there for it. Darnell now has 7 points in the ballgame. It's 40-22. Auburn has nearly doubled the score here. There's a layup on the baseline that won't go. Auburn with the rebound. Wehinkle comes out with it. Down court on the left side. With the dribble is Wehinkle to the near side. Comes to Swanson. Swanson goes to Darnell. Goes around the defender. Jump shot up and off. No good. Out of bounds. It went off of Auburn, I think. Now we've got another player on the floor here for Meade. Foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. They're going to get Eddie Dornell. Eddie's third personal. We should be shooting at the other end, gentlemen. The refs, that's... Okay, now they caught up to us. Sometimes the officials aren't watching the thing as close as the radio announcers are. We're going to walk to the other end and shoot two. Auburn's been past the five fouls for some time here. At the line, Stella Charles. Stella is one out of two from the line so far tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. She has 1 point so far. This one is up and off the back of the rim. Just a little too strong. It wouldn't drop for her. 40-22. Auburn up by 18 now. Bulldogs putting some subs out there. Grace Snyder back onto the floor. Looks like Darnell's going to take a breather. Frank's going to take a breather. Second free throw is up and good for Stella Charles. She's now made two out of four tonight. Has 2 points. And it's 40-23. The lead is 17 now for the Lady Bulldogs. Full court pressure being applied by Meade. Grace Snyder dribbles through that easily. Snyder brings it all the way coast to coast. Took it underneath the basket, clears it back to the top of the key. Now Auburn will reset their offense. Darnell is on the bench, as is Snodgrass. So working with the ball is Bray Wehinkle. Top of the key, around to the left wing it goes. Back again to Snyder. Right side, Ella Swanson had a look there, passed it up. Across court pass, Emery Snodgrass with the ball. They fall to the floor. Snodgrass comes up with it. They're not going to get a shot off. The girls, again, situational awareness. They were not aware that that shot clock was winding down. They were just passing the ball around at the top of the key. Now, we do have a lot of young players out there. Freshmen, sophomores, lots of freshmen. But they don't get the shot off. So now Meade comes down court. They'll have a last-second attempt here. The shot is up, doesn't go. And after three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Meade Raiders 40-23. After three quarters, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We get set to move into the fourth quarter here. Auburn on top, 40-23. Lily Robertson, 5'9 sophomore, is going to be on the floor to start this fourth quarter, along with Ella Swanson, Grace Snyder. I believe Morgan Stanley is out there. Pick up and see who the other player is. I think Bree Wehinkle, perhaps. All right, Auburn will have the first possession. Ella Swanson takes it all the way into the corner on the right side of the basket. Pass goes up to Morgan Stanley at the top of the key, back to Swanson. She'll try a three and nailed it. Nice-looking shot by Ella Swanson. That is her third three-pointer of the night. She's got nine now. I think she's three out of four from three-point range. Now we'll have a battle for a loose basketball on the floor, but a foul's going to be assessed on Grace Snyder. Snyder picks up her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Auburn. Only took 23 seconds to get that first foul there in the third period. Auburn, if anything that has not gone well, they've got a little bit of foul trouble. Morgan Stanley, Grace Snyder, Addie Darnell, and Collins Wehinkle all have three fouls apiece. 7:37 to go in the ballgame. A 20-point lead, 43-23 for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Meade has the basketball. The inbound pass to Olivia Lee. Olivia Lee comes to the left wing with it to the top of the circle. Jersey O'Brien on the dribble. O'Brien feeds it deep in the corner. Wagonek, her shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, put back up, won't go by O'Brien. And coming down with the rebound was Lily Robertson. Robertson pulled that one down. Here's a long three, bank shot off the glass, put up on the left wing by Grace Snyder. couldn't get it to go. The rebound goes to Meade. Raiders basketball across the timeline. Wagonek around to the left wing for a long three that's off the iron. Fight for the rebound. Went out of bounds. It went off of Morgan Stanley. Stanley, boy, like bowling pins. We had players going all directions. No less than four girls laying on the floor when the action and the dust settled. 6:58 to go in this one. 43-23, Auburn up by 20. Boys, big boys game coming up after this. Auburn boys 13-1, Meade at 11-4. There's a three from the corner that won't go. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. With the rebound is Morgan Stanley, and she's fouled immediately. Foul is going to be called on Aubrey Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer is going to pick up her second personal. First team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. 43-23, Auburn up by 20. Into the corner, Bray Winkle underneath the basket, feeds it up top. Top of the circle, pass goes to Morgan Stanley. Lily Robertson handles it, goes back to Stanley. Now working to the right elbow is Bray Winkle. Three for three, nope. And the rebound comes down to the Meade Raiders. Pulling that defensive board down was Aubrey Brockmeyer. Huge collision over in the corner, as Brockmeyer had a head of steam coming down that right sideline on the dribble. Big collision there with Bree Wehagel. Bree picks up her first personal, and I might add, got the worst end of the collision. My goodness, she just got ran over. Brockmeyer, the much bigger girl, ran over Bree Wehagel down there in the corner. Now here's a pass that's going to go out of bounds, tipped by Auburn. It'll stay with me. 6:21 to go in this ball game. Back onto the floor comes Olivia Lee. Also Riley Caranda. Caranda back into the game. For the Bulldogs, off the bench comes Emery Snodgrass. Emery will replace Grace Snyder. Snyder's got 3 points, just a freshman. All right, right side shot is up. Blocked away nicely. Oh, there's some nice defense by Ella Swanson. Swanson just swatted that attempted shot by Elizabeth Brennan. Swatted it out of bounds. On the baseline under their own basket, the Raiders inbound the pass to the top of the key. In the corner, open look, right side, Caranda doesn't take it. Long three off the glass, no. They chase it down out here in the left wing. Stella Charles comes up with the basketball. Moving toward the hoop, driving lay-in up, no. Rebound pulled away, taken down by Ella Swanson. Swanson's outlet pass goes up to Bree Winkle. She'll set it up at the top of the key. Open look three and drained it. That was a sweet-looking shot from the top of the circle there by Wehinkle to just drop that one. Oh, they left her standing out there with nobody on her, and she just took it. Nothing but nylon. Here come the Raiders now. The score doubled up on the Raiders, 46-23, a 23-point lead. Auburn dominating here. There's a desperation three from the corner that doesn't go. Rebound, Morgan Stanley. Stanley, outlet pass, gives the ball up to Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass reverses the dribble, goes to the left wing with it, around to the left horn. Down in the corner, three is up and off, no good. Put up by Bree Winkle, and the rebound taken out underneath by Olivia Lee. 5 minutes to go now here in this ball game. 46-23, Auburn has doubled the score up on the Meade Raiders. Me just 2-14 on the season. Auburn at, came in here at 5-10. Auburn's got a big one tomorrow night, I think, with Nebraska City at Auburn. Get a win here tonight. Big game with Nebraska City. If they can happen to pull that one out, why, Coach Kalen Smith would be feeling pretty good going into the weekend here. All right, Meade with the basketball in the corner. It's dribbled away, tipped away by Bray Wehagel. She touched it last. It'll stay with the Raiders. Gym's starting to fill up here at Meade. They're anticipating that big boys game coming up. That should be a competitive basketball game. A lot of folks showing up from Meade to watch this one here on the home court. All the way in for a driving lay-in, up and off, no good. A rebound and a putback that won't go. That shot put up under the basket by Brennan, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Snodgrass. Emery Snodgrass, freshman point guard, handles the ball, bounce pass across court to Morgan Stanley. In the traffic, back comes to Snodgrass at the free throw line. Up to the left wing, back again. 15 on the shot clock. Looking for Collins Wehinkle, breaking toward the basket, can't get it to her. Waiting under the bucket is Lily Robertson. Shot clock at 5. Shot clock at 4. They're going to have to get a shot off. Ray Ankle launches a shot that misses the rim. And there's the shot clock violation. That's the third one of those tonight for the Auburn girls where the shot clock has gone off. All right, let's see who we've got checking in now. Ava Kraus into the lineup. Kraus is into the ballgame, 5'8 junior. She comes into the contest. Trying to get everybody ID'd here with 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Top of the circle is Stella Charles. They look under the basket, stolen away. And a push foul is going to be called on the Meade Raiders. Let's see who they get for this one. Foul is going to be on Olivia Lee. That is her fourth personal. And just the second team foul. Full court pressure now being applied by Meade. Auburn breaks it easily. Snodgrass across the timeline. She'll work the left-handed dribble across the top of the key. Reverses, comes back to the right side to Bree Wehinkel. Bree Wehinkel goes into the corner. Collins Wehinkel goes up with a shot, partially blocked. They chase down the rebound. Everybody after it. Collins comes out with the basketball. And Collins got up with the ball and handed it to Emery Snodgrass. As Snodgrass tried to dribble out of the corner, she got clobbered by Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer picks up her third personal and the third team foul now on the Meade Raiders. 3:22 to go in this one, 46-23. We've been stuck on this score for quite a while. Auburn doubled up exactly, 46-23. Moving to the basket, driving lay-in up. Nope, that shot was put up by Lily Robertson. Couldn't get it. Now from the left wing, a three is up. That doesn't go, and it hits the support on the upright above the backboard. That's out of bounds. It'll turn the ball over to the Raiders. Be sure and stay tuned for our second half of the doubleheader tonight here at Meade, the big boys varsity game. Auburn Bulldogs, just one loss on the year. That was way back in December to Plattsmouth, a four-point loss, 54-50. And the ball got away out of bounds. That was a heads-up play over there by Aubrey Brockmeyer. She threw it off of one of the Bulldog defenders to save the possession. 24 seconds on the shot clock for the Lady Raiders. Brockmeyer across court. Ball is stolen away with the seal. Fast break. Collins Wehinkel driving layup. Got it. She's fouled. Collins Wehinkel got the driving layup. Put it in for her first 2 points tonight for the freshman. Andrew the foul, which will put her at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Lee Duvall. Duvall's first personal. And at the line, Bray Wehinkel, 47% free throw shooter on the season. Bree has 8 points tonight. She'll have a single and one shot coming right here. Wehinkel, free throw is on the way. It's good. She got it. Bree Wehinkel dropped that one in. Bree now with 9 points on the evening. 49-23. And now a turnover. Walking with the basketball, Ella Wagonet. And suddenly this is kind of starting to turn into a blowout here with 3 minutes to go. Everybody that's in uniform has been in the ballgame now for Coach Kalen Smith. Auburn playing well, 49-23. Oh, almost at back and over and back, yep. About the time I said they're playing well, they committed over and back and turned the ball over. Bunch of new ball players in again here for Meade. Well, these are some that have been in earlier. O'Brien's back in there, Jersey O'Brien. Elena Novak is back on the floor. Riley Coranda, who played sparingly, is in there. Jersey O'Brien inbound the pass to Novak, back to O'Brien. O'Brien goes to the corner right side, can't get to the basket. Top of the key to Brennan. Into traffic it comes. Whistle and a foul, a collision. They got it to Jersey O'Brien in the paint. She got fouled. Let's see who they got for the Bulldogs on that one. Foul's going to be on Ava Kraus, who's in the ballgame. That's Ava's first personal. Clock is down to under 3 minutes to go here in this one. 2:40 to play. There's a three from the corner. Banks off the glass. No. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Fast break. Down court with the ball. Bray Wehinkel reverses herself. Comes across. Gives it to the left wing. Sets it up again to Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass. Lob pass into traffic. They were looking for Lily Robertson. And the ball goes off of Robertson's fingertips. It's going to go out of bounds. Robertson, a 5'9 sophomore in there. Big presence inside the paint. Just couldn't pull that one down. It got away out of bounds. now the Meade Raiders come charging down court with it. Riley Carranda, a senior, goes to the corner to Jersey O'Brien. There's a three from the corner right side, up and good by Elena Novak. Novak, second three-pointer of the night, and that is the first point of the fourth quarter. The first points of the fourth quarter here for Meade. Robertson steps on the baseline under the basket. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Meade. At the two-minute mark of the fourth quarter, they got their first basket. Six scoreless minutes in the fourth quarter for the Meade Raiders. That's a pretty good testament to this Bulldog defense. 49-26 the score, a 23-point lead. Lady Bulldogs going to pick up their sixth win of the season. There's a long three that's up and good. Hey, that was a nice-looking shot by Riley Carranda. Carranda came in off the bench. She's a 5'7 senior. Dropped the three. Now we got a little timeout to get some subs into the ballgame. I've got numbers showing up now that aren't even listed on the varsity roster. We'll have to try and get them ID'd here if we can. Checking in is Lee Duvall in the ballgame. All right. Into forecourt. Right side, they look underneath to Lily Robertson. Robertson clears it up top. Back to Robertson again. Shot off the glass. Oh, in and out of there. Lily was so close. It bounced off the rim and wouldn't drop. Right side, clock down to 1:09 to go. Into the corner with the dribble. Elena Novak. Novak goes up to Brennan with the ball. Brennan wants to take it underneath for a driving layup and a whistle and a foul. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Meade Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. Well, the foul's going to be on Ava Krause, her second personal. At the free throw line is Elizabeth Brennan. Free throw is up and off, no good. Brennan has now hit one out of three from the free throw line, has a single point in the ballgame. 5'6 senior. She'll have a second shot coming here. She hits 61% for the season. That one's up and good, so she's two out of four tonight from the line. Brennan will leave the ballgame with 1 minute to play here. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Have all the individual numbers, individual scoring. We'll share all that with you in the postgame. Robertson under the basket. Shot is up. No, she's having a tough time. Lily Robertson. Now the ball got away on the baseline. As they inbounded the ball, it got away off of Leah Duvall. Now they're going to say that Auburn touched it. Okay. And they'll give the ball back to the Meade Raiders. Leah Duvall down court. Left side of the lane. Lost the handle. Ball is stolen away. Coming up with the steal, Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass, a cross-court pass, down into the corner, open look for a three from the left side that doesn't go. And the rebound, again they go in. Shot is up, off, no good. That shot put up again by Lily Robertson. They've given her several opportunities, just not able to connect. Shot clock with six. Robertson's going to get another attempt. It's up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down once again to the Raiders. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They come across the timeline. Chance to launch a long one. Got it! The basket will count for Elena Novak. She nailed the three. Makes our final score, Auburn 49 and Meade 33. The three-point long shot at the buzzer. You like to see that, a player coming off the bench. Elena Novak, a freshman, 5'4". Dales at three from just across the midcourt line. We'll take a two-minute break here and then be back with the post-game scoring wrap after this two-minute timeout. 49-33, our final, Auburn with the win here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do.
from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Sunny, 101.3.
49-33, our final score in the girls' varsity contest. We welcome you back inside the Meade High School. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, first of all, for the Meade Raiders, 33 points on the board. They had two players with nine each. That was Elena Novak, and she's the one that hit that three-pointer at the buzzer to get her up to nine. Aubrey Brockmeyer also finished with nine. Right behind was Olivia Lee with 8 points. Three tonight for Riley Caranda. Stella Charles had two, and Elizabeth Brennan had two for their grand total of 33 points. Free throw shooting, Meade made 8 out of 13 from the free throw line. Well, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, just one player in double figures. That was Ariel Frank. She finished tonight with 10 points. 9 points for Bray Winkle. 9 points also for Ella Swanson. Chipping in 7 was Addie Darnell. 5 points tonight for Emery Snodgrass. 4 for Morgan Stanley. Grace Snyder finished with 3. And Collins Winkle chipped in 2 for their total of 49. Free throw shooting for Auburn. They hit just 4 out of 12 tonight from the free throw line. The score by quarters. Meade led after one quarter, 11-10. Auburn was up 25-18 at halftime. Bulldogs were in command 40-28 at the end of three before going on to the 49-33 win tonight for Auburn. With the loss, the Meade Raiders fall to 2-16 on the year. The win improves the Lady Bulldogs' record to 6-10. 49-33, your final score here in the girls' varsity contest. We're going to take a break now for, about 13 minutes, somewhere in that area. We're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, for about 13 minutes, and then we'll be back with the pregame show of the boys' varsity game. That's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.